From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for April 14th, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Melanie Lekosevic is reporting in the Daily Mail that the construction of the Ferguson Enterprises $60 million warehouse in the Fountain Flats Business Park in Coxsackie is on its way to completion. Construction is expected to be completed by the end of June. Ferguson is the nation's largest wholesale distributor of plumbing supplies. The Virginia-based company reported more than $11 million in sales last year and employs 20,000 people in 1,400 locations. The 465,000-square-foot warehouse in Coxsackie will serve as a distribution center. The company has promised to create 75 new jobs within the first 2 weeks of the operation, with another 20 positions expected to be added by the fifth year. Once the warehouse is fully operational, an increase in traffic is expected, including an estimated 75 trucks a day, plus employee vehicles. Truck traffic will be confined to the commercial Route 9W corridor and will not impact smaller local roadways, according to Greene County IDA Executive Director Renee Van Schack. The IDA spearheaded the deal to bring the company to Coxsackie. You'll find that full story in today's Daily Mail. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting in the Columbia paper some of the events planned to commemorate the 150th anniversary of Abraham Lincoln's assassination face cancellation unless funding is identified to cover the cost. The alarm was raised by Gene Shetsky, Hudson Mayor's aide, during a recent meeting on the project. The estimated cost of the Hudson-Stuyvesant events together, scheduled to take place April 19th through the 25th, has run to $8,400. Planners hope to fund the events by donations, T-shirt sales, and grants. The event has received major donations from the Hudson Common Council Arts, Entertainment, and Tourism Committee, Columbia County Tourism, and other unidentified sources. Details on the events can be found at facebook.com/LincolnFuneralTrain2015. You'll find that full story in the Columbia paper. Matthew Hamilton is reporting in the Capitol Confidential that on Monday, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo announced that tickets for texting while driving were up 35% statewide from 2013 to 2014. Police issued more than 75,000 tickets in 2014 compared to the nearly 56,000 in 2013. Cuomo's office did not make it clear if the additional tickets were due to stepped-up police enforcement, a rise in cell phone use, or a combination of the two. A March Siena poll showed that 90% of New Yorkers have cell phones. The poll also showed 81% use their cell phones to text. And while Siena didn't ask if cell phone users text while driving, the poll showed 39% of New Yorkers use some sort of wireless connection technology in the car. The texting while driving penalty is $450 plus 5 points. That is a story that you will find in the Capital Confidential, a Times Union blog. Tom Precious in the Buffalo News reports that while state lawmakers did not pass a pay raise for themselves this year, they did hide a way for a raise that will not require an on-the-record vote. Republican Assemblyman Andy Godell of Chautauqua County said, and I quote, "I don't think it's constitutional, and I'd not recommend any of you spend that money until we make sure we can keep it," end quote. Included in the so-called Little Ugly legislation that contains dozens of unrelated matters, lawmakers included the creation of a panel chosen by the governor and lawmakers who have until 2 weeks after the next election to recommend a pay raise for lawmakers. If so, it becomes law on January 1, 2017 and or January 1, 2019, without any on-the-record votes from the legislators. Currently, legislators make $79,500. Those stipends can add as much as $34,000 for some. They have not had a raise since 1999. That is a story that you will find in the Buffalo News. As for the weather today, the National Weather Service is forecasting showers likely, mainly before 9 a.m. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming mostly sunny with a high near 65 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 60%. On Tuesday night, mostly cloudy, then gradually becoming clear with a low around 36 degrees. As for the forecast for the next 3 days, on Wednesday, it will be sunny with a high near 65 degrees. Wednesday night, clear with a low around 32. For Thursday, it will be sunny with a high near 63. Thursday night, a chance of showers after 9 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 40 degrees. And on Friday, a chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 62 degrees. Friday night, a chance of showers again, mostly cloudy with a low around 50 degrees. Sunrise today was at 6:15 a.m., and the sun will set at 7:36 p.m. The length of the day, 13 hours and 20 minutes. That is 2 minutes more than yesterday. So that wraps up the WGXE Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, April the 14th, 2015. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.